Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind here on ACB Radio, where your listening is our business. I'm Brian McKellen. This show airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. If you've been watching Season 14 of Fox's American Idol, you might have spotted blind country singer Garrett Miles. Gossip Cop says that Garrett has optic nerve hypoplasia. Garrett performed during American Idol's Nashville auditions. RTV6 reports that Garrett performed in front of judges Keith Urban, Jennifer Lopez, and Harry Connick Jr. After hearing Garrett sing, the judges gave Mr. Miles the golden ticket to compete on the show. During American Idol's Hollywood Week, Garrett passed the first individual performance, but AL.com says that Garrett failed the group performance and was eliminated from the competition. Garrett joins us to talk about his continuing journey in the world of country music and how blindness hasn't stopped him from doing so. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
So we want to learn more about optic nerve hypoplasia. What is optic nerve hypoplasia?
Well, all I really know is that it's where the optic nerve never develops and or never fully develops, and it slows down certain, it could be hormonal things or just different parts of, growth development or development in general. And other than that, I really don't know all that much.
How has the disorder affected your vision?
Well, I have 10% vision in the left eye and none in the right.
Okay. Let's talk about your dreams to becoming a singer here. What inspired you to follow this dream?
Well, I've always loved music ever since I was a kid. I just gravitated towards anything musical, and Elvis Presley was one of my first musical influences, and he's the reason that I wanted to be a singer, pretty much.
Did you have all of his albums?
Well, I had several, like, compilation albums, like greatest hits albums or whatever, on cassette and CD. And I remember how I first got into his music was my parents were getting ready for a family reunion one year and got me a tape of Elvis's top 10 hits because they thought it would be nice if I learned an Elvis song. And so from the first song I heard, I was hooked ever since.
Has your blindness ever hindered you from pursuing country music?
Not at all. I mean, I've always been told and raised to believe that, a disability is only a disability if you make it one. And I just don't see that as a hindrance. I try to live my life to the fullest and just do what I enjoy doing. And, music's always been my passion, so I just go after it.
Gossip Cop says that your dad's your biggest supporter, and I mean biggest supporter in following your singing career. How does he support you in doing this?
He takes me to my performances, and he's kind of my chauffeur, and he's also my roadie. He sets up my equipment.
How does your dad help you carry all that equipment? I'm sure it must be heavy.
Well, he pretty much carries it all in. I carry my guitar or some of the lighter stuff, but because I'm not really that strong. But he's pretty strong, and he he'll carry it in or whatever, and then he'll set it up. And, you know, he's just always been a fan, you know, just always cheering me on, and he's always had my back.
You've performed a lot publicly. What are some of the biggest country music gigs that you've done?
I probably have to say one of my highlights, or several of my highlights, have been opening for some of the greats in country music, like George Jones, Ray Price, Blake Shelton, Tracy Lawrence, the Oak Ridge Boys. Well, I didn't exactly open for the Oak Ridge Boys. I was on the same bill as they were. They played that evening, and I played earlier that morning. It was a great learning experience, and I met a lot of the singers that I had a chance to open for, like George Jones and Ray Price, and they gave me a lot of great advice. They said, you know, just be yourself. Don't try to be something you're not. You know, just stay true to yourself. And
yeah, and be you.
I tried to keep to honor that advice as I've come along in my journey.
I think being you is a really good thing, because if you just try to be like somebody else, whether you're a country singer, a TV host, or a radio host like myself, you're just not gonna sound very natural and believable
right.
to the audience.
That's right.
And let's touch on just a few of your individual songs. Your website, www.garrettmiles.com, says that you performed some songs for your debut country classics album in 2012. Three of the songs were Rose in Paradise, The Promised Land, and It's Midnight. What inspired you to perform these particular songs?
Well, I've always been an Elvis fan ever since I was a kid, and The Promised Land and It's Midnight were two obscure Elvis songs that I've always loved and I thought could be hits even today. And also Waylon Jennings, who originally recorded Rose in Paradise, he's always been another favorite of mine, and I just thought Rose in Paradise had a great, interesting story, and I wanted to record that song in a fresh way that's never been done before, and have an arrangement that really kind of captures the haunting storyline behind it.
One of the other songs, a very special one, on your country classics album is called Unseen Soldiers. How'd you decide to do this song as a tribute to all those military men and women and their supportive families? I hear that it's a very, very close subject to your heart.
Oh yeah, I've always been a supporter of the military. I've had family, friends, and relatives of friends that have been in the military that I've known, and you know, that's just always been something special to me, and I wanted to write a song that would be a tribute to them. My mother and I, and the man who produced the album, Joe Hand, co-wrote it, and it's just a great song, and it was put together really well, and I'm just really proud of it.
Your dad, he encouraged you to try out for Fox's American Idol. How did your dad's encouragement help you make the decision to perform for the three judges, Harry Connick Jr., Jennifer Lopez, and Keith Urban, during the Nashville auditions in this year's season 15?
Well, I mean, he always encourages me to try and go after things that would be good exposure and big accomplishments. And he said, you know, just try it. You know, if you make it, that's great. And, you know, the further you make it, you know, you'll get more and more exposure. But if you don't, you know, nothing's lost. You know, it wouldn't hurt anything either way. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to do it.
And you did it. Because
that's right.
You performed in both English and Spanish during the Nashville auditions. You wowed those judges with Creedence Clearwater Revival's Proud Mary and Jennifer Lopez's Como La Flor from the movie Selena. Are you fluent in both Spanish and English? And what made you decide to perform in both those languages?
Well, I'm not as fluent as I would like to be in Spanish, but I do know quite a bit, and I just always thought it would be interesting there's been several Spanish artists that have done country music. You know, you had Freddie Fender and Johnny Rodriguez, but there's never been not really a whole lot of country artists that have done songs in Spanish. And I just thought it would be something unique and different. And, you know, Selena, who originally recorded Como La Flor, she's always been a favorite of mine as far as Spanish music. And I've always respected her as an artist and loved the movie. And I thought Jennifer Lopez did a great job portraying her. And so I wanted to do that as a tribute to her, to both of them. And the Creedence song, I just wanted to do a song that would be, that I could make my own and showcase in a soulful kind of way, and I thought it was the perfect choice.
After you performed those two songs, the American Idol judges gave you the golden ticket to continue in the exciting competition. What was going through your mind? Just what was going through your mind when the American Idol judges said those magic words? You're going to Hollywood!
Well, just a lot of excitement, a lot of, it's actually a combination of things, really. A lot of excitement, a lot of, you know, I can't believe this is really happening. Just a lot of shock and, you know, a lot of relief that, you know, that part of it was all over. And, you know, I knew I was going in. I was like, you know, I don't know how long this ride's going to last, but I'm going to make the best of it while it does. And, you know, I was just very excited to be able to do it.
I understand that during American Idol's Hollywood Week, you passed the individual performance, but you failed the group performance. After the group performance, you were eliminated from the competition. Tell us about this very exciting, but rather heartbreaking experience.
Well, the overall experience was pretty amazing. I mean, I got to meet and work with several great and talented people, you know, just all around good people. And to, you know, just to make it as far as I did was just a, just quite an accomplishment. And I really don't view it as a heartbreak, because I feel like some good things are going to come from this. I mean, there, you know, God doesn't close one door without opening a window. And I just feel like there's going to be some big things ahead, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Speaking of big things ahead, First off, are you going to try out for American Idol next year?
I probably will. I mean, you never know. I mean, I would love to do it again. I mean, I had so much fun doing it this past, you know, this season. And I, you know, I would love to do it again, but, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
So what big things do you think are going to come out of your American Idol appearances? Have any?
Well, I mean, that's really hard to say. I mean, I just try to put it in God's hands and let him dictate what happens. I mean, I don't try to, I mean, I'm hoping to get in the studio and record again pretty soon, but I mean, as for what's going to happen for sure, it's kind of hard to say right now.
I understand. Now, but let's talk about your upcoming future. What are some of your future plans as a country musician?
Well, like I said, I hope to start writing again, and you know, I haven't written anything in a good while, so I'm about to start getting back into that again, and I'm hoping to get in the studio and record some original songs and just kind of see what happens. I'm just playing gigs and doing that right now. And
well, we have a little bit of extra time. How do you write your songs? Do you use any special programs like Zoom Text or JAWS? Any sort of accessible technology?
Well, not really. I mean, like I said, I have a little bit of vision in the left eye, and I can write things down, which nowadays, you know, I have an iPad, and so I just kind of go under notes or whatever and just write on there. But, you know, before, I would get together with a friend of mine, and like if I had lyrics in my mind, I would call them out, and he would write down pretty much what I say. And you know, I would just sit there with a guitar and start singing, and he would write it down.
What are some of your upcoming gigs that our listeners can attend?
Well, mostly I'm playing around the area, around Phoenix City and Columbus, Georgia. Phoenix City, Alabama, and Columbus, Georgia. I have a gig coming up on March the 14th at the Central Activity Center in Phoenix City. I'm part of an Opry tribute show, and it's going to be me and a lot of other great musicians and singers. And I'm performing at a church in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, on March 22nd. And I'm sad to say I can't even remember the name of it right off the top of my head. But you know, that's really all I have planned right now.
I understand. So how can our listeners learn more about you, listen to your music, and if they want to, book you for performances?
They can keep in touch and keep up with me on my Facebook fan page, which is Garrett Miles Music, facebook.com/GarrettMilesMusic, or on Twitter, which is I am Garrett Miles, and Instagram, which is the @ and Garrett Miles Music. So @GarrettMilesMusic. And they can also visit my website, which is GarrettMilesMusic.com.
Before we go, Garrett, would you just like to sing just a little for us?
Sure.
Tell us what you're going to perform first.
I'm going to do Garth Brooks, To Make You Feel My Love.
Okay.
When the rain's blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I would offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear, there's no one to dry your tears. I could hold a million years to make you feel my love.
Very nice. Well, Garrett, we wish you the best of luck in your country music aspirations.
Thank you
so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we go, I welcome comments and suggestions on today's episode or past and future shows. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind or follow me on Twitter at Speak Out Blind. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out. Join me, Brian McKellen, on Speaking Out for the Blind. I interview famous and inspirational blind individuals and other specialists about a wide variety of topics, providing you with the steps to achieve your dreams. Speaking Out for the Blind airs Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, and repeats every 2 hours overnight and throughout the next day, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream.
Do you have a hobby that you would like to discuss? A topic that you are very knowledgeable about and would like to present about to a very large audience? If so, are you interested in becoming a presenter on ACB Radio Mainstream? If the answer to any or all of the previous questions is yes, then we would be delighted to have you join us on ACB Radio Mainstream. On ACB Radio Mainstream, your program must be a talk show, though it can discuss any topic relating to blindness, visual impairment, or the American Council of the Blind. Your program can be pre-recorded or live. To get started, email support@acbradio.org and let us know what type of program you would like to present, what the topic is, how often you will produce a new program, how long your program will be, and if it will be pre-recorded or live. We will work with you to get you on ACB Radio Mainstream as soon as possible. We look forward to having you join us on the ACB Radio Mainstream team.
Where old technology meets new technology. Now, you can dial ACB Radio. Call 231-460-1047. 231-460-1047. Always bringing you new innovations, this is acbradio.org. Call 231-460-1047. 231-460-1047.
Connecting the blind community.
For more information about ACB Radio, or to find out how you could become involved, visit us on the web at www.acbradio.org. That's www.acbradio.org.